Tugarthy shot and wounded in a Dublin suburb. We'll be hearing what happened.
If you have a TV, you must have a TV license. It's the law. Make your payments easy with yearly, twice yearly, quarterly or monthly direct debits. See tvlicense.ie for more. Your TV license, made easier. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
It's time to move out of diesel. So make the move to Toyota and our incredible range of self-charging hybrid electric cars. With contributions of up to €3,000, join the thousands of hybrid drivers enjoying lower taxes and cleaner air. You'll never take a wrong turn with Toyota, Ireland's best-selling car brand. Visit your dealer or search Toyota Hybrid. Toyota. Built for a better world. Terms and conditions apply. Best-selling car brand this year based on most recent published monthly figures.
After last year, you're probably 93% sure you need a kitchen and bathroom refresh, 87% sure you want a garden revamp, and crucially 99% sure you'll be welcoming guests again soon. Good thing the Tile Style sale has 40% off almost all tiles and 20% off bathrooms and wood flooring. That's incredible savings on the latest collections, including Porcelainosa and Cars of Sweden. So you'll be 100% happy with your home. Shop in-store or online at tilestyle.ie. Terms and conditions apply.
You're with Morning Ireland at 13 minutes past seven. A man is in custody this morning following a shooting incident in Dublin during which two Gardaí were injured. Events began to unfold in Whitechapel Grove in Blanchardstown just after 7:30 last night. It's understood the Gardaí had called to a house and shots were fired at them. They were hit in the leg and arm and treated at the scene before being brought to Connolly Memorial Hospital. After several hours of negotiation, the man with the firearm agreed to come out of his house. He was arrested and is being detained at Blanchardstown Garda Station. He's well known to Gardaí for involvement in serious crime. After midnight, Chief Superintendent Finbar Murphy and Superintendent Peter Burke addressed the media. Among them are crime correspondent Paul Reynolds about the night's events.
Earlier this evening, Tuesday evening, shortly after 7 p.m, Whitechapel Grove, Gardaí responded to a call of an armed incident. On arrival at the incident, Gardaí were driving around to see what was after occurring and they came under fire from a house. The Gardaí got out of the car, took cover behind the car, but in doing so, two of the Gardaí were injured. One of the guards was shot in the hand and the foot. Members called for assistance, and shortly afterwards, our armed support units arrived at the scene. We then brought our members away from the scene, the members who had been shot, and a barricade incident occurred that lasted for approximately 2.5 hours. During that time, we used our hostage or our negotiators to speak to the gunman, and shortly after 9:30 p.m. two guns were thrown from the house, and then shortly after that a male left the house, surrendered himself. He was arrested and he's brought to Blanchardstown Garda Station where he's currently in custody.
Do you know why this started? And there are reports that a woman was being threatened or injured.
It's too early in the investigation to indicate the cause of it.
But was there anybody else injured or was there a woman in the house? Or
Peter, I'm going to hand over to Peter who was up at the scene this evening.
Yes, I confirmed there was nobody else injured bar the two Garda members tonight. That was it.
And was the man in the house on his own during the time?
He was.
On his own? There was nobody else in the house with him?
Not, we believe, at this point, no.
So it just seems that they were fired upon for no reason.
Well, there's an investigation. You'll appreciate it's the early stages and it's just started, so that will come out during the course of the investigation.
So can you tell us how the Gardaí are?
The Gardaí are both in the hospital at the moment. As I said, they both have suffered shot injuries to the hand and to their feet. They're okay, non-life-threatening injuries. They're with their families at the moment.
Can you tell us how many shots were fired during this incident? I know there was an exchange of fire.
There was an exchange of fire, yes, the guards were fired on. The number of shots, I don't know at this point, it would come out as part of the investigation.
This is a very dangerous incident. It happened in a community, there was a lot of children around, there was families, it's a bright summer evening. Can you describe what the scene was like, how you had to cordon off a large area and how you managed to keep other people safe?
Well, the Gardaí put in place their operation plan for a situation like this, and we set up an inner cordon and an outer cordon, and we evacuated a number of houses in the area just to maintain the public safety. And again, we'd like to thank the public for their cooperation tonight. They were very appreciative and very thankful and cooperative with the help they gave us.
There was a soccer club and children, a lot of children were playing soccer across the road. They heard the shooting.
There was a soccer pitch across the road from it, all right, and the children were moved into a place of safety, and we evacuated them afterwards. And again, to the team and the managers up there, again, we thank them for their assistance during that incident.
And what would you say to, say, parents and members of the community who are worried about that? Can you give them any reassurance?
Absolutely. The Gardaí of Blanchardstown will continue to maintain a good presence up there. We'll be up there again tomorrow. We have a great relationship with the community in Blanchardstown, and we will maintain that over the coming days and into the future. One guard was injured on his hand and foot, and the second guard was injured just to his foot.
Well, there was a media blackout, and this was respected by the national media and newspapers. There was a lot of videos and information posted on social media. Did that cause problems for your investigation? Could it cause problems for you while you're in the middle of a live incident?
Well, the world we live in now, people upload videos very quickly and that. And that's something that we have to live with when it happens. And what we do want to do is to thank the mainstream media who stood by the blackout and didn't, you know, cooperated fully with us. And that's really important from our point of view. The other end of it is out of our control somewhat, but we do want to thank the mainstream media for their support.
Is there a case for approaching the social media companies in relation to this?
I wouldn't comment on that just now.
Chief Superintendent Finbar Murphy and Superintendent Peter Burke talking late last night to reporters, including our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds. We'll have more later, by the way, including how members of that soccer club, boys and girls aged from 9 to 11, were forced to take shelter in a nearby community hall.